Good morning. Yeah, I kind of fell asleep, didn't we? Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Did you?
Yeah, I'm still sleepy, but
with you kind of wrapped around me like this, it's kind of hard to sleep, so. I'm not used to having a big spoon behind me, so I liked it. No, it's okay. No, it feels good, it's okay. It's just not used to it, especially not with you. So am I gonna say it, or are you?
Yeah, that was
that was pretty crazy last night. Yeah, that was unexpected. Put it that way. Well, I enjoyed it.
Especially the second time.
The third. You've got some great stamina. I was worn out by the end. I think that's why I fell asleep. Instead of leaving, which would have been the more appropriate thing to do, I think. Well, yeah, I mean, this is like a friends with benefits thing, clearly, right? And I think this kind of sleeping together thing is a little too, I don't know, relationship-y, couple-y, lover-y, kind of, you know. It's okay, obviously, but.
I probably should have just left, or
you should have, or something. Yeah, I could fall asleep very easily again, especially with you just nuzzling my neck like this. Oh, you can't be ready for round four, are you, really? Oh, yes, I know. Hello, Mr. Boner. I can feel him, definitely. I can feel him back there. Yeah, but Miss Pussy is very tired. Mr. Boner's just gonna have to wait. Besides, I think, we need to set some, I don't know, parameters or rules or something. We need to talk about this. Don't you think? Oh, I like the way you're kissing my neck.
It's okay.
It's okay, I'll stop you if I want you to stop. I will make sure you stop, don't worry. Just, I like this, I like what you're doing. It's very nuzzly and warm and nice and cozy. And you probably shouldn't do this though. You probably shouldn't. No, I'm not asking you to stop. I'm just saying, you know, like in the abstract, kind of like theoretically, you know, you probably shouldn't be continuing this nuzzly stuff. This kind of, oh yeah, right there. That, oh yeah, that little murmur against my ear. That little nuzzle. I suppose he's definitely waking up. We need to talk about this. We do. Because we're friends, right? And this just happened. And you know, sex can ruin a friendship. So we need to decide. Decide a couple of things, that's all. You look so cute. Your hair's all over the place. You look so cute. Very sexy stuff. Yeah, very good. I came, what was it? Oh, 8 times. You were counting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 8 times. Okay. You came 3 times. I was counting, so. If we were being all lovey-dovey, I would say that I owe you 5 orgasms, because I can do math really well. It's one of my skills. Yeah. Oh, you should see me multiply. My division's not bad. You are a really good kisser, too. So, you know, you're quite skilled to kisses, so. I like them very much. But, oh, hold on there, hot foot. I think well, we gotta be careful, because you know, this isn't I don't know. I'm having trouble. I haven't had any coffee yet. Give me a break. You know, we're not together, right? We're not together. And I'm not sure why exactly. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just trying to figure out what this is. And I mean, I know. Don't give me that look. Look, I know what this is for you. You're horny. and I was here, and I'm a woman, and you're a straight man, and I told you I was really good at math. So 1 + 1 = 3, right? We just, you know. I get it. I do. I get it. And you know, you like my boobies. And I like my boobies. They're quite nice. So, I get it. You know, I do. It's simple for you, right? So you want to just, go about your day, and just whenever you want to scratch that itch, you want to just knock on my door and fuck like rabbits. Right? I get it. And the rest of the time, you just want to send me cat videos and silly memes and, have me help you move, drive you to the airport, you know, friend stuff. Yeah, I know that you've made that really clear. But see, the problem for me is that usually do that. It's not my thing. I can't really do that. So, you know, I need a little more. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun. And you're a lot of fun. But I just, I don't like that feeling, you know. Something about it that just doesn't sit right with me. This doesn't make me feel good, you know. So I'm not sure what to do. But, what do I want? Don't I want? Man, I'm greedy. I'm very greedy. But I'm very giving, so I think it balances out. I just like to give to myself as well. What's wrong with that? Really gotta stop kissing me, really. If you wanna be my friend, and you gotta stop kissing me. Well, I do wanna ask one thing. Just be honest, okay? It's okay. Why aren't we together? I'm just, you know, just curious. Is there something wrong with me? You don't want a relationship with me. You don't want me for your girlfriend. And I'm just, you know, you're happy enough to be my friend, and you're happy enough to plunge your cock into my pussy about 1,000 times. You're happy enough for me to swallow your cum. Wear it all over my tits all day. I know, I caught that. That's what you want me to do today, I know. And I think I haven't had a shower yet. Let me just check. Oh yeah, there's some there. Yeah, I could do this today. But okay, getting back on track. what's wrong? Like, why? Do you just feel nothing when you look at me? Is that what it is? You just don't like me like that? Is that it? Because I just don't. why we're not together. We get along really well, and we have a lot in common, and we clearly have sexual chemistry. And I don't understand why the wall goes up. I just tend to think it's just me. There's just something wrong with me that you just fundamentally don't like about me or something. You just can't see yourself being like boyfriend kind of thing. Like it scares you or something. And believe me, even having to say this to you negates any possibility of this ever happening, because there's no way I'm talking somebody into being my boyfriend. There's just no way. That is not my romantic dream. Here are the reasons we should be together, itemized in a bullet point list for your convenience. That is it's not something I want to tell my grandchildren. How I met your grandfather? Well, he was really stubborn. I really had to lasso that boy. He was trying to get away really good. He was squirming. He was making a run for it. And I done lassoed him. And, it took some convincing. I had to talk him into it. I don't know why I'm suddenly like in a... I don't know why I'm foghorn, leghorn all of a sudden. You know what I mean. It's just, so I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm just seriously, I don't know what the, why, you know? And whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's okay. It's just, I just hope it isn't me. I just hope I haven't turned you off in some huge way, you know. I think you can understand why that would be a bit of a thing, you know. I mean, if you're not looking for a relationship, that's fine, but you know, how many people throughout, like, history, like, since the history of forever, have gotten involved romantically and even fallen in love and gotten married to completely inappropriate people? People they never thought they should be with, or people they couldn't be with, or, you know, people that they hated at first, or, you know, this is like, love happens, you know. It's not something you can decide that you don't want in your life, you know. At least I can't. And maybe that's my fault. Maybe that's my problem, so I can't. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, maybe I've said too much. It's not really my business. But, I don't know if I can do this friends with benefits thing. I honestly don't know if I can do that. Not with you, not with anybody. I don't think so. It's gonna be difficult to resist you, because you are so fucking charming. but think about it. If we're friends and we just fuck once in a while, and then you met some girl and you fell crazy in love with her. I mean, I would be really devastated. Like, I would feel like, what am I, chopped liver? I mean, what the hell, you know? I'm good enough to fuck. I'm not good enough to love. Like, what? You know? It just... I know. But it's how I feel. I mean... It's how I feel. I'm just keeping it real, dude. You know? I'm so glad I make you laugh with all these heartfelt expressions. You really are a dick, aren't you? I think that's what it is. You're just a dick. You're an asshole. Oh, I figured it out now. That's what it is. You are an asshole. Mm-hmm. A sexy one. I get it. Okay. Very clear. Okay. Okay. You're not an asshole. Okay. Don't punish me. Don't punish me. What are you doing? You're gonna... You're gonna prove you're not an asshole. You're gonna make love to me. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yes, you can ask. Yes, you can ask me a question. As long as you keep nestling yourself between my thighs like this, you can ask me anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. All right. Serious question. Yes. Serious question. Well, no, I don't. No, I'm not in love with you, no. It's just, I think, this makes you happy, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Asshole. No. It's just what I mean is, like, it's like any relationship, right? Like, you don't love each other first, but it could go there, right? I mean, that's what happens with people. And, of course, some people fall out of love, and then it's a horrible divorce and all the rest of it. But, you know. It's like that Lady Gaga song. I want a bad romance with you, you know? I want your love, and I want your revenge. I want to make porn with you, and then 10 years later, like, send it to all your friends. And that's why we're not together yet. No, I'm just kidding. Are you kidding? I already have so much dirt on you. I could ruin your life right now if I wanted to. But I'm not. I'm totally not. I'm such a sweetie. Are you kidding? I've seen your browser history. So no, I don't love you. No, but. What are you doing, Mr. Cock? Where's... Oh. Mr. Cock is knocking at the door of Miss Pussy. And he wants to know if he can come in. Yes, he can come in. Oh, I do like having Mr. Boner come in. Oh, you do feel fucking amazing. Oh, you thrust your hips like that. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yes, the neck kisses. That's my weakness. That's my kryptonite. It's the neck kisses. Oh, and of course, your cock splitting me open too. Don't forget that. Oh. I just can't get enough of you. I could do this every day. Yeah, come in me. Come inside me. You make me come so easily, you know, so quickly. It's just, you're just overwhelming. You make me so wet, and your cock just makes me come. You're such a waste if we're not together. Oh, I know that one. That one's an aftershock. That, I can feel that one. That one's that last little bit of... You want to make sure that all your gum is inside me, right? Yeah. Last little bit to join his friends. Yeah. Together, I could go make you breakfast now, and I could wear your shirt, and I could serve you a plate of food, and I could kneel down on the floor beside you and gently suck your cock while you eat your breakfast. If we were together, you know. But if I'm your friend, I'm just gonna go fuck off and get a bagel. So, you know, it's up to you. We have all this and food too, or we can just be friends and you can go cook for yourself.